Now, Dirk probably got some crazy ones out there. You never know.
I told Jermaine, I had, when I was doing Battlestar, I had, for a period of about 6 months, I never went anywhere without two bodyguards. I was still living a normal life, but, you know, I'd have a date, and we'd be at dinner, and two guys would be sitting at that table, you know, that were with me. They'd follow. And when we got in my car and drove, they would follow. Because I was getting death threats, constant death threats. And I'd go out in the morning to get in my car, and the windows would be smashed, the tires would be slashed, and kill you anytime, anywhere. This went on and on and on. Finally hired. Finally, when the went on till the show was over, we wrapped, and the head of security, Universal Studios, says, "You know, we can't provide. You know, but I know this guy, Private Eye." First thing he said, he says, "Well, this ain't professional."
Yeah.
He said, "You'd have been dead." He said, "If somebody's really killing you,
they're not going to tell you.
You never warned
them. The pros don't tell you."
He said, "They would have. You'd be dead." He says, "I'm going to introduce you to a guy who does this for a living." He says, "Meet me at the Beverly Hills coffee shop tomorrow for breakfast, 8 o'clock. So I met a hitman. Not one of the, really nice guy, soft-spoken, nice. He talked like Jermaine. And he told me a couple of stories about how it's done. But there were a lot. There's so many Hollywood murders, you know. There were so many professional killings, and I'm going way back. And continuing, and then death threats, and... I wouldn't be a celebrity for all the tea in China. If I was a young kid, I had kids, I'd say, you want to be anything but famous. You want to be rich, you want to be successful, you want to be happy, you want to be healthful, you can be... But find a professional who can do it anonymous. And especially in the coming times.
That's what my mother
said. The day of celebrity is over.
True.